economy ever. Good luck with that. No, it's unbelievable. I tried to prepare for it. Before even assisted living was a notion for my parents, I found a place in New York, and one of the places I knew I'd live there for a, that it would be where I'd live in New York City, and I would stay there. And so one of the reasons I liked it was a block away from an assisted living place, and I wanted to take my parents there. And my mother went with me. I took her. It was a great place. I said, what did you think? She said, if we lived this close to each other, within 3 days, one of us would be dead.
This is a top to, since I'm, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there?
Dissatisfaction. I don't like exactly. What the fuck is going
what
on here.
What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly.
Incompetent.
One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
And the crime, and the gangs, and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential.
These go to 11.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
These go to 11.
Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly.
These go to 11.
Fuck you!
I think anything's going to kill me. I think it's going to be you. Many people say, I hear this from time to time, many people have a frontier mentality, even though we don't live on the frontier. And they think that if your parents can't live at home or can't have assisted living, that they should live with you, the children. And whenever anybody tells me that, I usually go, you don't know my fucking mother! Why don't you try to spend 4 hours with her, you fuck? I'll give you $10,000 if you make it for 20 minutes. Because I can guarantee after 10, you'll be going, look, can you get me a flight to North Korea? Because my mother's going to break you, you piece of shit.
Rampage Radio on RadioValencia.fm.
My parents moved into the assisted living situation when they were 83. They moved in with a whole group of people who'd never been in assisted living in a place, a brand new place. It was the first time. It was just opening. It was a lucky break. Finding a great place for your parents to stay is a lucky fuck break. Everybody knows that. We got very lucky. But my mother basically investigated the thing like she was a judge at the Nuremberg trials. So it worked out great. And then they moved in and they outlived everybody. Everybody by like a fucking mile. And then they brought in new contestants. And my parents outlived them. As a matter of fact, every so often after their dinner, they'd get up and go, bring it on!
Radio Valencia.fm.
Finally, I called up the assisted living place.
Everything
and said,
in between.
Looks like my parents won the contest. They said it wasn't a contest. I said, fuck you. This was the real survivor. My mother is quite honestly this tall. I'm a little worried. She may not die, and she may just disappear. But one thing that might save you money, one thing I've been able to do is I've moved her into a terrarium. She's happy there, but she thinks that the tortoise is Mitch McConnell. I do travel a lot. I found myself looking over a city. I was on a mountaintop, and there was a working farm there, a small working farm, an educational farm. It was built by the folks of that region in order to teach the kids in elementary school and middle school about what farm life and agriculture is like, because most of the state is agricultural, and these kids lived in the city, and they wanted them to know what it was like. And so I asked the folks who put it together, what did they think of how it was working? And they said it was working well, and it was more important than they realized when they were noticing that a number of the children didn't know that an egg came from a chicken. All right. I was just in Elgin last night. I've been in Waukegan. I've been in Philadelphia, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, everywhere I've performed. I tell that story. Okay? I tell people that children, American children, born and raised here, don't know that an egg comes from a buck, 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 buck. The reaction I get is the same reaction I got tonight. Fucking nothing. I find that kind of, well, appalling. I would think, from the time I started telling this story, when I first heard it, I was shocked. I thought, I will tell this to others. They will be shocked. But no. No. No, no. No, you're not shocked.
On this pro-democracy
there was no
channel,
sense
18 days to go, we had no time.
It was almost as if the same story is sitting in the toilet looking at the bathroom thing. No, 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 no. No shock. They have broken you. The last 30 years has so broken the American people in their spirit. I told you something horrifying, and your reaction was, yeah, what else is new?
As this goes, I mean, he's held 3 or 4 campaign events today. I'm getting tired covering each event.
Added to the list.
Unhinged, increasingly incoherent.
I just thought the people were still singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Channel. That's what I thought. That's how I learned it. With a chick chick here and a chick chick there. Here a chick, there a chick. Everywhere there was a fucking chick! I do travel a lot. I found myself looking over a city. I was on a mountaintop, and there was a working farm there, a small working farm, an educational farm. It was built by the folks of that region in order to teach the kids in elementary school and middle school about what farm life and agriculture is like, because most of the state is agricultural, and these kids lived in the city, and they wanted them to know what it was like. And so I asked the folks who put it together, what did they think of how it was working? And they said it was working well, and it was more important than they realized when they were noticing that a number of the children didn't know that an egg came from a chicken.
Quite empty, meaning the rally.
That's like almost every word in the sentence. Now, fuck the fucking fuckers.
I was just in Elgin last night. I've been in Waukegan. I've been in Philadelphia, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, everywhere I've performed. I tell that story. Okay? I tell people that children, American children, born and raised here, don't know that an egg comes from a buck, 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 buck. The reaction I get is the same reaction I got tonight.
Difficult. Fucking nothing. I don't understand this fucking question.
I find that kind of, well, appalling. I would think, from the time I started telling this story, when I first heard it, I was shocked. I thought, I will tell this to others. They will be shocked. But no. No. No, no. No, you're not shocked. There was no sense of shock in this room. It was almost as if the same story is sitting in the toilet looking at the bathroom.
Look at the aggression. Or listen to the
aggression. I don't like what the fuck is going on here.
No shock. They have broken you. The last 30 years has so broken the American people in their spirit. I told you something horrifying, and your reaction was, yeah, what else is new?
Keep jumping in with the bangers. Watch this clip of Donald Trump speaking.
Add it to the list. I just thought the people were still singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. That's what I thought. That's how I learned it. With a chick chick here and a chick chick there. Here a chick, there a chick. Everywhere there was a fucking chick!
The fuck is going on here?
But I guess old MacDonald lost his subsidy.
Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself?
I don't care. I love that joke.
I'm sure you can think of many more examples.
It's unbelievable. If I had a child, but it should be obvious to many of you why that hasn't fucking come to pass. If I had a child, my child would know where an egg came from. I dress up in a chicken outfit. Because that's how much I love my child. And then I take that egg and I put it right between the cheeks of my ass. And I get down like this. I go, here's where an egg comes from. It comes from a chicken. And I drop the egg. And the egg goes splat. And me and the kid go, ah, ha, ha, ha. And then when my child was taken away by child services and went from one foster home to another, at least my child would know, where a fucking egg came from.
These multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word?
There was a young girl
we
who
say,
arrived.
Use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you.
Worked there as an intern. They had a cow there, a mechanical cow. Kids could learn, they could milk it, so kids knew where milk came from. And also, I guess, so they knew what a cow was, so in case there was in a field and there was a bull, they didn't run up and grab its cock.
And the drugs.
She went there. She looked at the cow, then looked at the people and said, is that a cow? She's not working there as an intern. Nope. But you should know.
And the word.
When you order your coffee and say, I'd like soy
English
milk.
English fuck falls I'd like into many milk.
I'd like oat milk. That's the new milk. Fuck you, oat milk. I'm going to put oat milk on my oatmeal.
Ooh. Beautiful.
That'll
as
be exciting.
I don't give a fuck.
Almond milk, soy milk, oat milk, all of them, coconut milk, anything you squeeze to get white shit. When you ask for that milk, you're the reason that girl didn't know that was a fucking cow.
The fucking fuckers.
I'm going to read you something because my brain will not allow me to memorize it. If I memorized it, I would die in front of you. The reality that I'm going to tell you is so frightening to me that my brain will not touch it. I'm serious. And that is the I also read it so that you know that it is real. Because if I just told it to you, you would think, fuck, he made that up. Uh-uh. This is actually is happening. This
almost
is in
every
New York,
word.
Stressed out New Yorkers are leaving the city for sessions of therapeutic cow cuddling. I'm going to say this. If you didn't laugh at that, you need to take some real serious time off. Someone didn't like my act and wrote to me that they didn't like my act, and the thing that they thought wasn't funny at all was the cow cuddling. And I thought, then fuck you, then you don't know what funny is.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
It's funny. I don't give a shit. I know it's funny. I didn't even make it up. It's real, so it's ha 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 ha. People are cuddling cows. Don't tell me that's not fucking funny.
In Mountain Almost Horse every Farm, word in
New
a
York,
sentence.
A 60-minute session with a cow starts at $75. So imagine what you can get for $250. But for those of you who hate your job, I just gave you a fucking dream, didn't I? You get two cows and set up outside of Grand Rapids, you fucking make your fortune.
The drugs.
Cuddling a warm 1,000-pound cow can impart a sense of calm. The farm's website says because the animals, and this is in quotes, sense if you are happy, sad, feel lost, a cow feels, wow, this person feels lost. A cow? Anxious or are excited? If you're hugging a cow and you feel excited, you need to see a doctor bad. And respond without judgment, ego, or agenda.
Every word in a sentence.
Are you without judgment, ego, or agenda? Are you shitting me? You could hold a rock. You could hug it. You could fuck a pillow, for that matter.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
Without judgment, ego, or agenda. I would imagine, I would like to be on the phone when they get the call at the insurance place asking for the copay for cow cuddling. I do know that it's my firm belief that if somebody is standing in a field with their arms around a cow, 8 minutes into that session, they've got to be thinking, how did it come to this?
And the drugs.
That brings us to our leader. I'm not going to dwell on our leader. I don't do that. I've never dwelt on any of our leaders.
The center of this movement.
But what's interesting about the leader now that I find astonishing in terms of audiences, never from the time that I began talking as a comic about any of them, from
right
before
the
Reagan
Donald
and Carter,
Trump has
from
to
all
silence
of them.
A crowd member after he gets
this is the
a
first
little bit
time,
too rowdy. I want you to listen closely.
People will come up to me or send something to something and say, I saw your act. You didn't talk enough about him. Or you talked too much about him.
Sit down.
Please raise your hand. Oh, we have a one guy.
Really, that?
I have a feeling he won't be doing it when they... Nah, thank you very much. Good. Thank you. Sit down. That's enough. That's enough. He's our friend, but that's enough.
He does not like when people... And I have to always point out over...
The whole fucking act, that's what you came out of it with. And when I... Because I don't dwell on him. Don't dwell on him. And whenever... I did a lot of... I lived in New York City, and he lived there. He lived probably no more than 25 blocks from me. He was a neighbor, in a sense... And I did jokes about him for 40 years. And so when I was first asked, so I knew him pretty well, much better than most people who watched him on TV.
To serve in cities.
Because he'd been a presence in my city. So when I was asked by people, you know, what did I think? Do you think he'll be good for comedy? And what I said, and I still think it's my best joke about him, is he'll be good for comedy in the way that a stroke is good for a nap. I know that there are those of you who like him. I've never liked any of them. So when I don't like him, I've never had more people offended by the fact that I don't like him. I've never had that about anybody else. You can't be offended that I don't like him. I didn't like
Good.
The one
Thank
before.
Thank you. Sit down. That's
I didn't like the one before him. I didn't like the one before him. I didn't like the one before him. So It's not up for you. You made the mistake. You elected him, so I get him.
I mean, there was some aggression.
I get to say whatever the fuck I want. Because I said it about the others. And I can say it about him.
And the crowd doesn't really laugh.
You don't get to be. But,
Thank you. Sit down. That's enough.
I mean, there was some aggression. That's the way
you don't. Okay? I'm glad you're happy. A lot of people were happy when, before, with the others. They were,
Thank you. Sit down. That's
enough. Not for me. Not for me. No president's made me happy. Because I've never been
happy. He's our friend, but that's enough.
And the crowd.
And it dawned on me the other day, finally. The most disturbing thing, and it was disturbing to me when I was watching him initially talk about this virus, and I was watching him, and he was just, and here's the problem: I need an adult. He was, I know this is hard for you to take, some of you. He was making shit up, and I needed somebody. I needed somebody with a stethoscope. That's who I needed to listen to, not him. And then I thought, why is it bothering me so much? And it dawned on me for the first time ever that I'm listening to somebody whose face is orange. And not in the sense of they say Cheeto face or orange face. People have said that, but it never dawned on me. It's always been derogatory. I'm not saying this derogatory. There's nothing derogatory about what I'm saying. It's the truth. This is true.
And reasonable demand.
You
may love the man,
but you elected a man
people
whose face is orange. I just want to know at some point.
Public.
I know that you hated her. I get that.
People.
I never argued with that. But then you went, did you hate her so much? You went, okay, so
these
his face
are
is off.
Just and reasonable
demands. You don't find that
demands.
Fucking disturbing? I find it disturbing. I need, and what I really found, then I started thinking, it took me this fucking long to realize that that's the problem I'm having? That his face is orange? Did I listen to a man
demands.
Whose face is orange? Why am I listening? Why the fuck am I listening to a man whose face is orange? And that those fucking idiot Republicans who ran against him, that none of them fucking, they stood there and took all of his shit. You're a crackle. You've got a small penis. Your hands are so small. You've got that. He went through all that shit. And not one of them said, your face is orange.
These are just and reasonable demands of righteous people and a righteous public.
Discussion with him. Don't fucking tell me you don't. I don't. I'm mad. I'm this. I'm that. And the other. You just say I would have liked to have heard him, but his face is orange. People didn't like President Obama because he was a black man. That was, and what disturbed them was that he might be from another country, Kenya. And that scared people. His face is orange. He may be from another planet.
For too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children.
This is really what I think sums it up for me. And that is that he was in North Carolina. He was comforting the people there. He was comforting them for because they had it was a hurricane had hit last year.
Factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape.
The man was standing on his property. On the property was nothing but a boat. Everything else was gone. His house, all of his everything. The leader of our country said to this man, "At least you have a boat." He said, "It's not my boat." He said, "It's on your property. If you had the right lawyer, could be your boat." I'm gonna leave you now with one last thought, which is, what's wrong with America?
Fuck incredible.
Because I know, and you don't, and I stumbled on it by accident, and it's certainly not what I expected. I was traveling when I learned this. I was traveling from Buffalo, New York, to Jamestown, New York. Jamestown, New York is the home of the National Comedy Center, which has been named the best new museum in the United States. It's dedicated to all things comedy. If you love George Carlin, if you love the Smothers Brothers, if you love Gary Shandling, the list is endless, but there's a room totally dedicated to George Carlin. We have all of his stuff there. So I've worked with them for the past number of years, and I will be there again this year. And I was traveling, and I was feeling a little hungry. I was peckish, and I stopped at a McDonald's. It was 1 a.m, and I drove into the up to the box. I was thinking having McNuggets, because that seemed like the healthy choice. They had a new menu item. I did not know this. Buttermilk tenders. Well, this really piqued my interest. So I said to the box, do you know the difference between the McNuggets and the tenders? And this stumped the box. It went radio silent. I thought the box might need a little cow cuddling. And so finally the box answered. It took a while, but it said, well, a McNugget is a McNugget. And a tender is a tender. Well, armed with that information, I threw caution to the wind. I'm kind of a foodie, so I said, hey, bring on the tenders. I drove up to the window. The employee came to the window. I said, don't go in yet, please. Before you go, tell me, do you know the difference between a McNugget and a tender? Without any hesitation, the employee said, well, the tender tastes a bit more like chicken. That's what's wrong with America. When the people in the shit house don't know what's in the shit that they're serving, then we, the people, will get the shits. And I've given you a great way to compare anything. Anything. Most importantly, when you are asked the question, and you will be asked the question, what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? No, that's not the answer. You know what the answer is. You missed what I just told you. And you'll have to stay after class. A Democrat is a Democrat. And a Republican is a Republican. And they both taste a little bit like chicken. Thank you. Thank you all. Take care of each other, okay? And be well.
As almost every word in the sentence. Fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck. As in these examples describing situations such as fraud. I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay. Aw, fuck it. Trouble. I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression. Don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty. I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry. Who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Scary Germans.
Lethal injections.
All women shower scenes.
Evil
dancing fashion.
Savvy cyborgs.
Frank Queen hairstyle.
Hard bodies.
Aliens.
Untrustworthy fat men.
Satanic suckling sewer mutants.
Brutal violence.
Caged women.
all can be found on Rampage Radio.
My next guest is the
Radio
first comedian from Finland to perform on American television. This is a first that we've seen live at the Hollywood Factory this weekend and at the Improv in Bragg, California on February 13th. Stand-up
Rampage Radio on RadioValencia.fm. It's bigger than what?
It's bigger than the invention of sex. I'm going to take the grossest part of my body and stick it in the grossest part of your body.
Just once?
No, a lot of times.
I can actually think of a grosser part of my body.
We'll do that too.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Radio Valencia.
With us this evening, please welcome the very funny Ismo.
Hello. Hello, good evening. I am Ismo, and yes, I am from Finland. Yay! Yay! I moved to America about a year ago, and it's been great. But I have to say that it took a long time to things, like the small, subtle things. Like, it took me a year to figure out that the correct answer to what's up is what's up. It took a long time, but now I know. If somebody says, what's up, I just say, what's up. it feels wrong. Like, I feel I'm not answering a question. But they are happy. So I just keep doing it. And it took me even longer than that to finally learn that can I help you actually means go away. I'm always learning, but I think the language still has been the most difficult part, because I studied English for years and I thought I know English, but then I moved to America, turns out no. Like, I didn't really know it, like all the things. Like, I think the hardest word to truly master has been the word ass. Ass. I thought it's really easy. It means a butt. But no. Like, yes, sometimes it can mean a butt, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, there are so many meanings to the word ass. I think it's the most complicated word in English. I've been trying to write a whole dictionary about just ass. There's so many. Like, for example, lazy ass. That means lazy. Like my lazy ass husband, it's the same sentence without the ass. the ass is just optional there. It's and long ass means long. Like a long ass flight. So long flight. But if you want to make it longer, you can add ass. And my definite favorite one, a grown-ass man. It turns out it means a grown man. The entire man has grown. Not only his ass. So I learned that you can just add ass to anything. And then it sounds a little bit cooler. Like anything. I just bought this blue-ass shirt. Oh, thank you. That was some good-ass meatballs. Anything. But you have to be careful, because sometimes if you add ass to something, it can actually reverse the meaning of the original word. Like, for example, bad ass. That's good. Like, bad is bad, but bad ass is good. But not always. Like, dumb ass is still dumb. So how can you know? You have to know specifically which ones are flipped. And then there's the concept of your ass. And your ass, that means like yourself. Like move your ass. That's like move everything. Like, move your ass and the rest of your body. and like everything. If you have a car, that's included in the ass. All of them, same direction, just move. So your ass means yourself plus all you have. But my ass, that means like, no. Like if I say that, wow, this car is really fast, and you say, oh, fast, my ass. So it means like, no. It's not fast. And to make it even more complicated, ass can be divided. Like, because if you are an ass, that means that you're being stupid. But if you're half ass, then it means that you are not concentrating properly. And if you go even smaller, if you are a piece of ass, then you are beautiful. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Radio Valencia.
Now we get some first Kinkova. First Kinkova.
Something funny is gonna happen on this show.
Did something funny happen?
Yeah.
You'd never know it.
Rampage Radio, RadioValencia.fm, bringing you the heavy and the metal and everything in between.
Like this!
Rampage Radio, RadioValencia.fm.
I hope you've been enjoying Louis Black and the Black Heart and the word fuck and the orange man. Black and orange for the first 2 hours, eh?
There's a place I tried to go so far from here.
Call Rampage Radio on Radio.fm.
I close my eyes and try to disappear.
But yet I'm still here. I do every 4 hours, every Saturday.
You
know how the mission can be missing. I like being confused.
Then went,
Mike.
And then you make me open my eyes.
Eyes wide shut.
All I wanted was some time to think. That's all I needed. I would have been okay with just a little time. My time, not your time. You never have time. I try. You're probably here right now waiting for that moment to ambush me, slaughter my hopes, crush my confidence, pound me down,
eat your breakfast
lower than you ever had before, just so you can grab my heart and
eat your guts,
and then you chew on it, spit it out and throw it on the ground and stomp all over it, laughing hysterically, daring me to do
all
something, knowing that I won't, knowing that I can't, knowing that you're me and I'm you and I can never hate you as much as you hate me.
And
the
drugs.
I get, the stronger you are, knowing how weak I am, knowing how strong you are.
Here's something running, here's something running, the runaway emotion to me. Now you gotta run it, here's something running, the runaway emotion to me.
And the gang, and the drugs.
I lived it, I live it, it's not easy to say. I felt it, I feel it. Just another
the
day.
Crime and the gang and the drugs.
Me. Why does it damn me? You know it ain't a fair fight. Pain overtakes me. It tries to break me. You know there's something ain't right. Now you gotta run it. Cause I'm the running. The runaway emotion to me. Now you gotta run it. Cause I'm the running. The runaway emotion to me.
Set Rampage Radio free. On your radio every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
They don't make no seatbelt for the mind.
No, they don't.
So I can't fasten up for this ride.
Hold on! Grab your helmet, fucker. Radio. A Rampage. Radio Valencia.fm. Radio. Here on Rampage Radio. Radio. Thank you for listening. Stop and listen to me when I say this. Coming up at noon is Todd. Hey, Todd. The Todd Show continues.
Hey!
I am scared.
Better late than never.
But I'm not afraid to admit it. See, being scared,
you fucker.
It's just a feeling.
Our young and beautiful students.
I know what it is. It's what I don't know. What I can't feel. That's what bothers me. That's what really scares me.
Deprived of all knowledge.
Really scared. Cause I can't feel. Emotionally paralyzed, lightheaded, like you know when you gotta pass out.
And the crime, and the game,
you know, like
and the drugs.
Sneeze, the relief it brings, just waiting, waiting for something to happen. Waiting
and
for
the drugs,
moment, keeping you in frameless time that doesn't seem to move and takes you nowhere.
And the game,
no
and the drugs, and the game, and the drugs, the game, and the drugs, and the drugs, and the drugs. And the drug, and the drug that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country.
I hate it, I hate me, like my consistency. I see it, I'm talking literally. Too much lying, too much denying. It's time to face the facts. You can't help me. These guys will tell me. I play out the final. Now you got them running. Can't stop the running. The runaway emotion to me. Now you got them running. Can't stop the running. The runaway emotion to me. Send nobody
free. What has Rampage Radio done for you?
Oh no, you really done it this time.
Radio, our radio listed on FM, Rampage Radio. Stay tuned for the Todd Show. Little T, Big O, Big Triple D. Radio, no more. We're back to Rampage Radio. Bringing you the heavy, the metal, and everything in between. Like this!
There's a place I tried to go, so far from here. I close my eyes, but I can't disappear.
Rampage Radio, Radio with FM. It's 11:42, 11:43 on a 19th day of October, the year 2024 of our Lord.
12 days of All Hallows Eve.
We are controlling transmission.
And until noon, we will bring you the what's left of Runaway Emotion Radio, but no more. It's getting washed away. No more fears, no more tears. Some beers? No. What do we got? Some Trulies? This thing will change you, man. That hard seltzer will change you. Anyway, the word ass from Ismo was in there. Also, comedian Ismo on Conan. Conan is probably the last of the cool late-night talk show hosts, but he's definitely not the biggest.
I was just watching the clip earlier of Chris Farley on Conan, so that's really wild that you brought up Conan.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the most honest and the truest and the most down-to-earth of all show hosts.
And he wrote some of the greatest Simpsons ever.
Yeah, and I mean, Lewis Black is my new kick now because he cheers me up how fucking angry he is. He's childless like I was and all I is. Oh, I still am right now, I think. And, I mean, I'm an old man like him when I was a young man, and I'm still there now. Lewis Black, thank you for taking that hour.
Yeah, and shout out to... two-day shipping.
Yeah. Well, you see, I don't know if you caught it earlier, but that was came out.
I was listening.
That was a recording of on March 13th of 2020. So right before the lockdown.
That's the first thing he said was, "Thank you for risking your lives."
So the only unfortunate thing that's coincidental now is that is the leader.
You know, he's talking about, obviously, Trump, right? Orange Man.
Fuck that guy.
Even all these years later, dude, it dawned me, why do I hate this motherfucker so much? I mean, everything he's done before he was a president, I didn't give a fuck anymore, right? I didn't really like the word fuck. But it was his orange face. No one says, hey, why is your face orange? No one.
There is one person I might hate more than that.
It's like
the new CEO of the NRA.
Crime and the gangs and the drugs trapped in poverty of our nation. An education system flush with cash, but with
fellow Americans and people of the world, thank you very much. Now, hold on to your pussies, because I'm about to stop being polite and start getting real, okay? America is a dump, folks. Rusted out factories are scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. Every person stays home all day because Obama, who is absolutely fantastic, by the way, got rid of all the jobs, okay? We're living in a bad, bad place where babies eat rats for dinner, okay? Rats are getting smaller and smaller than ever before, okay? American institutions are crumbling to dust before our very eyes, okay? And that dust is reforming into ominous temples of doom. And it's those temples, let me tell you, that swallow our beautiful women and children whole, chomp them up, and spits out their bones. Liberal college professors are brainwashing our kids using PC poison. You can't even use the word pussy anymore without being called an asshole by a bunch of other pussies. We let foreign countries use American ink and paper to put themselves on our world maps. Dust bunnies are flying into your American mouth while you sleep. Buckets of blood pouring out of hotel elevators. Crime, streets, schools, walls, gangs, black, Mexicans. Carnage, 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 carnage. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go take a big shit in Obama's toilet. Have a great weekend, everyone. TGIF, we'll see you soon.
That makes me wish I had my own pizza place. Mitch's Pizzeria. This week's coupon, unlimited free pizza.
center of this movement.
Too busy mumbling, there ain't no way that's gonna hit him. I bought a donut and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for a donut. I'll just give you the money, you give me the donut. And the transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just cannot imagine a scenario where I'd have to prove that I bought a donut. Some skeptical friend, don't even act like I didn't get that donut. I got the documentation right here. Oh, wait, it's back home in the fire. Under D for donut. We all know what D is.
And the drugs.
I like baked potatoes, man. I don't have
the
a microwave oven. It takes forever to put the baked potato in a conventional
oven. That have stolen
oven.
Too
Sometimes
many lives.
Sometimes I'll just throw one in there, even if I don't want one. But by the time it's done, who knows? I throw a potato in and go on vacation. My friend did this to me. My friend came up to me and he said this. He said, hey, you know what I like? Mashed potatoes. It's like, dude, you got to give me time to guess. If you're going to quiz me, you must put a pause in there. I had a box of Ritz crackers, and on the back of the box of Ritz crackers, I had all these suggestions as to what to put on top of the Ritz. So try it with turkey and cheese. Try it with peanut butter. Oh, come on, man. They're crackers. That's why I got them. I like crackers. You know, there ain't no suggestion. Put a Ritz on top of Ritz. I didn't buy them because they're little edible plates. Hey, turkeys.
What, bitch?
There are a lot of bars have black. When we were on acid, we were going to the woods, because when you're in the woods tripping, there's less likely a chance you'd run into an authority figure. But we ran into a bear. That was even more of a buzz kill. My friend Dwayne was standing there raising his right hand, swearing to help prevent forest fires.
And robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
Premature ejaculation. Discussing about the causes of premature ejaculation. Premature ejaculation is a very common problem.
It's a fucking
man about to participate in a great adventure.
Saturday noon! Saturday noon!
It's a fucking man
about to participate in a great adventure.
Alright, listen up!
Saturday noon!
First things first!
We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal.
On your knees.
Get the horizontal bottle.
On your knees. Hands behind your back.
Yeah.
Or sharpen it to crystal clarity.
Crystal!
Quietly, and we will control all that you see and hear. Control all that you see and hear. Next, for the next hour, sit quietly.
Well, for the next hour and 45, 50
quietly.
Minutes.
For the next hour, sit quietly.
And that's right.
Next hour, sit quietly, and we will control all that you see and hear.
Next hour, we have Rampage Radio with Todd from the Todd Show. Todd, what do we got going today?
This theme. It's not a direct theme, but there's a theme.
There's enough room in this place for two angries, okay? All right.
Anger and craziness, I guess.
I got three brain cells, and two of them are holding one together.
You ready?
For what?
For the music.
No? I'm ready to sit still? Fuck no! For an hour? Yes. Until 1 o'clock. We'll see you then.
It's a madhouse.
And we will control all that you see in the air. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to...
Rampage Radio. Let's have them still in the air. Bob! Sabotaged us.
Remember that guy?
That's me, man. No. Yeah. First of all.
Very unprofessional on my part.
Listen up! First things first! The conditions down here are repugnant!
Let's try that again. There you go. That was totally all my fault. Okay, not my engineer. That was all my fault.
It's right. Listen up!
Mr. Brown.
You know, are you laughing with us or laughing at us? It doesn't matter.
I'm laughing at myself for the insanity.
Rapid Radio. Our Radio Valencia. .fm. Go!